tap on the finger, he shed some blood. He was whipped. And these are not just Hollywood events. This is a biblical record that let the people of God realize what your God and my God has done for you. Now, this is going to help you with something, because all we got to keep reminding ourselves is of this was fact. These things happened. People recorded them based upon factual evidence that they seen. They saw him coming. They saw the palm trees. They saw the people saying, Hosanna, hallelujah. They seen that there were Roman soldiers there. There were some of the disciples peeping in, looking at, that watched him being beat, scandalized, mocked upon, wreath on his face, blood screaming down his cheeks. Real stuff, real facts happened. Also on the crucifixion, you saw when they put nails in his hand. Oh, I'll get bent out of shape over at least a good splinter. I'm not the only one. But this is our God that we serve. He loved us enough to take all of this. Now, they didn't take his life. He gave it. Don't ever think that they had control over Jesus. You got to understand that, because you can leave this room and say that he was captive. But he was never captive. He was a willing participant, because he loves us just that much. Y'all ain't getting this morning. See, if many times we will understand that some people have hidden agendas on why they would do certain things for you. But look at what our God did for us. He sacrificed all that he had. Put his life on the line. Not just any kind of death, but an agonizing death. Can I speak to somebody who don't feel too good? And remember the times when you say, I just don't feel up to it. Can I help somebody right there? Can I help somebody who feel like it's not worth it this morning? I don't want to do it because I don't feel up to it. Do you think that you feel up to somebody whipping you all night long? Do you think you feel up to somebody putting spikes in your hand? Do you think you feel up to it that somebody put nails in your feet? For somebody who is not even worthy. I wish I had a praying church this morning to understand that it's not all about you. You got to remember that who did all this for you, but it wasn't all about you. In spite of all the severity of these acts, saints, it wasn't even uncommon for false prophets to show up and enter the city and say that they are the Christ. It wasn't uncommon. We got false prophets still today that's walking around saying they the man, they the Christ, they're the Messiah. It wasn't uncommon for crucifixion, for criminals back in that day. Matter of fact, if you read the text, read the scripture, it'll tell you that when Jesus was being crucified, there was one on his right side and there was one on his left side. Oh, but there was something else that happened that people leave out a lot of time. We like to walk around with cross, but something happened before, after the cross. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it good to know that he didn't stay on the cross? Wait a minute here. But see, now you got to remember now, it was also, we had in our devotion this morning, very, very good devotion about they had to put him in a tomb. Had to bury him. This is when it gets good. This is when it gets good. Because nobody went in the tomb. So now you got to realize now that the facts stopped when they put him in there. Oh, y'all helping me here? See, somebody got to understand something. So many of us are like doubting Thomas. If we hadn't have seen it, we don't believe it. But see, now God did something for those of us who want to understand that it's called revelation. He had to reveal something. not to just anybody, but revealed to the one who was going to carry on and make his church. Y'all follow me here. You got to understand something, that God was doing something greater than he had ever done before. He was going to raise somebody from the dead and give them all power. Watch this. It was a fact. All those facts was in place until this time. If you would turn your Bibles to Acts 1, and I'm not going to be very long. Matter of fact, I gave the notes to say I'm going to do a sermonette this morning, because you got enough already. You got enough. In the book of Acts, the first chapter. In the book of Acts, the first chapter, you got to realize it says here, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given command unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he had showed himself a what? Y'all ain't with me. I'm going to go back again. People in church and not staying with church. In the book of Acts, you there? In the book of Acts, the first chapter, second verse. I'm starting to read at the second verse. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commands unto his apostles whom he had chosen. Go ahead, Julius. Keep going. To whom also he showed himself a what? He showed himself alive. He had to reveal himself to the people who would not doubt, who are doubting, that he was alive. That's the power part. Now watch this, saints of God. Because many times we get, even when I was listening to the song, Because of Calvary, many times we get stuck at Calvary. Many times we get stuck at the coming. Many times we'll get stuck on just the hallelujah praise. But many times we'll get stuck even burying him in the tomb, to whom he had showed himself alive. He had to reveal to them. Not everybody seen that. Are y'all following me here? Everybody's, listen, people, surrounding people saw him being beaten. The soldiers were there. A lot of people saw him hanging up on the cross, but there were only a selective few that was chosen by God to see him alive. Oh, y'all ain't helping me here. Lord have mercy. There's only a few people in here full with the Holy Spirit, only to realize it's more than just a movie. You know the God that you serve, he didn't only bring himself alive, but he brought us alive. I don't know about you, but I'm glad once I was once dead, the Lord brought me alive. Once I was out of it in darkness, the Lord brought me to the light. Oh, y'all, do I have anybody praying in here? I understand now that I have the life of God living inside me because of what he did. I'm about finished. He says here, to whom he's shown himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them. This is the key part. I want, you know, I'm just big on this. Being seen of them 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom. What he was doing? He was going around teaching them of things to come. Can I help y'all just coming on Sunday, Easter morning? You got to know it's more than just Easter morning. You got to know the whole story. Y'all ain't helping me. I just want some Holy Ghost people in here. I know everybody ain't going to be with this call. Some people here just for Easter Sunday. But let me tell you something. I got more than just Easter Sunday. I got a God who loves me every day. I got a God who helps me through all my trials, my triumphs. I know this man for myself. He not only brought me alive, but he gave me power to overcome anything. You're missing it. You're missing it. Watch this. It says, watch this now. Because many people stop at salvation. Salvation could have stopped with you at the tomb. But what? Let me show you something. It said, and being assembled together with them, command them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me, for John the Baptist, John truly baptized you with water, but ye shall be baptized with, hallelujah, somebody, y'all getting it? Not many days hence, when therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou again restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it's not your place to know the time of the season, which the Father has put his own power. But ye shall. Oh, hallelujah. Here we go right here. But ye shall receive what? I don't know about you, saints of God, but if it had not been for power, I wouldn't be able to get up this morning. If it had not been for the power of the Lord, I wouldn't be able to clap my hands. If it had not been for the power of God, I wouldn't overcome my sickness. If it had not been for the power of the Almighty God, I could rebuke the enemy. Y'all missed something here. Y'all missed something here. How a dead man gonna get up with power? How a dead man gonna get up with power? But you gotta remember who sent him there. It was God the Father who gave him assignment. Go down there on earth, show forth my glory and all my power. And now that I know who he is, I don't mind praising him. I don't mind glorify him. The more I know about him, the more I know he's able to do anything. Do I have anybody in here who don't mind shouting for Jesus to let the devil know I know this power that he's talking about? Ain't he all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Because you got the power. You can be a witness. Because you got the power now. You can tell somebody. Because you got the power. You can demonstrate to somebody. I know who my Redeemer is. I know what he done for me. He's my God. I don't know about who you serve, but I take it personally. He's my all in all. He's my rock in the middle of the wheel. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my everything. He's my Rose of Sharon. He's my Lily of the Valley. He's my bright and morning star. He's my early rising. He's my late sit down. Do I have anybody in here can witness who God is? Say, yeah, Lord. Say, yeah, Lord. Ain't God all right? You can be a witness. You can be a witness. But the only way you can be a witness, you got to be having the power. Oh, people know the story. They ain't got no power. You know the story. No power. But you got to stay with it to get the power. And this power I'm talking about, SCNG don't come close. The power you can sleep at night when you got bills you can't pay. The power to let you know that I got the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The power I'm talking about when your children acting mannish and ugly, you just put them over in the hands of the Lord. The power I'm talking about, I don't have to fist fight because my God said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You don't have to fight them. You just keep loving them anyhow. When they don't want to be loved, you love them anyhow. That's power. He came. He was crucified. And he conquered. Now, what did he conquer? He conquered death. Well, somebody might say, well, he raised Lazarus, but he raised Lazarus. He raised Lazarus. But Lazarus came out of the grave. Thank you, Sister. It was this morning. Lazarus came out of the grave, told him to take the grave clothes off. But then she said something, preaching my sermon this morning. She said something this morning. See, nobody had to take Jesus' grave clothes off. Because when they came out of the tomb, guess what? He was loose. He was freed. Because this is what God said to his son. All power I give unto you. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, now the power, Jesus said, the power that I gave to him, he said, I give to my apostles. And now that same power he gave to the apostles preaching to us in the books of the New Revelation, that same power you and I got. But how do you use your power? How do you speak to those things according to the word of God and using your power, the power that God gave you to speak and overcome anything? Are y'all following me here? Speak to the illness. You're not going to take me under. Hallelujah. I'm going to be alive. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm going to overcome it because Jesus said. Know what he said. Put the promises on those situations. Did you notice in the video, among all the things going on, I don't know if many of you noticed, there was a dark hooded person just kind of roaming, seeking whom he can devour. Not saying nothing, just looking for somebody to use for his glory. Hallelujah, somebody. How many know that the devil want to steal your joy? He want to steal your praise. He wants you to not say anything. Don't testify. Don't talk about Jesus. Then let Jesus die on out and go out. But Jesus already let you know that I am overcome. World can't hold me down. Grave couldn't even hold me. He came. He was crucified. And he's conquered. Finally. He loved us so much. He loved us so much. Get this now. In all of our getting, get this. Come here, come here. Come on. No, Chris, you be lagging around. Come on. He loves us so much. He's constantly in the ears. Why do that? Because he's on the Lord, forgive them. I know they're cussing him, doing all manner of things. Forgive them. I know they're living in fornication. Forgive them. I know they're liars and cheats. Forgive them. I know they scandalize and talk about each other. Lord, forgive them. Lord, help that little baby right there that's being abused by that man or that woman. Lord, forgive them. He's constantly in the ear of God saying, Lord, give them another chance. And then we have the audacity to come in his presence and not do what he asked us to do. He said, come in his presence with thanksgiving. Enter his gates with praise. In all things, give his name the glory. But Lord, I don't feel like it. Remember what I did for you. Remember. We don't need a video to remember. He's got it in our heart. We know what the Lord has done. Come on. I just want you to spend a few minutes. You can sit, stand, whatever you may. I just want you to think about how much God loves you. With your eyes closed and your head bowed, just think about how much he loves you. What he did for us. Really, he did so much until many times it just seemed like it's impossible. Because if we really did, our reaction to serving him would be different. Amen. Cut the lights off, brother, please. Jews, put that image of him back up there. I'm not trying to play on your emotions. I'm just trying to put us in the realization of what we're dealing with here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it is. Do you love him enough to serve him? Yes. Do you love him enough to love him? Yes. So this morning, Father, we celebrate your resurrection power. For you live, and you live in the hearts of your people. God, we thank you so much for choosing a wretch like me. For we each one of us know, God, that we were living in the muck and mire. You pulled us out, put life in us again. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, get on your feet and thank God. Hallelujah. 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 We deliberately broke the tradition this morning of how we would do this worship service, being led by the Holy Spirit. We thank God for each one of you, but yet we still have this business to attend to. There may be someone who have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We give you this opportunity. While you're standing, I want to just teach you what it says in Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart, God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You got to receive the whole picture. You got to receive the whole package. He came, he was crucified, and he conquered death. Amen? Amen. He did that for you and I to offer you the gift of salvation. Yes. Will you come? It has happened in our church more times than many, that people seem to equate salvation with just church. Let us try to help you teach you that it goes further than that, but it always leads back to the church. Amen. Is there one this morning? Is there one who wants to surrender to the Lord and receive the power of the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There one. Hallelujah. Yeah. There one. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Spirit is speaking to somebody's heart. I know he is. I know God is such a passionate God and compassionate God as he is. He's giving somebody a chance. But see, somebody's saying, I'll do it another time. But this time, no better time is now to surrender to the Lord. Amen. Amen. What better time now is to surrender to the Lord? What better time is now? Is to give your life to Christ. Yes. Emotions come and go. We're not playing on your emotion. We want you to make a conscious decision because it's you and those situations and those circumstances you got to deal with. Face to face. Outside of the wall of these churches in our dressed up clothes. You have to face those situations. You need power. From on high, to help you overcome every obstacle that comes your way, regardless of what it is. Believe in God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord Jesus. You may be seated if you can. Thank God for you. Thank God for each one of you. Young man wants to give a praise report. We yield this time to him.
Many of y'all know that I had a surgery maybe about a year ago, and I recently had another surgery on my knee. One of my praise reports is that I've been cleared by my doctor. I'm at 100% strength right now.
Bless the Lord.
And another one of my praise reports is that I'm starting my enlistment in the U.S. Army.
Bless the Lord.
I was thinking about joining, you know, about a couple months ago, and due to my injury, I never really thought I'd be able to get where I am. I just thank God that he healed me, that he gave me the strength to pursue my dream. I've always wanted to be in the U.S. Army. I wanted to serve in the military. I wanted to make everyone proud. I just thank everyone for just believing in me and for keeping me in their prayers. And I thank everyone right now. I just can't thank y'all guys enough.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. Thank God for you. God bless you. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Y'all remember when he was a little one running around here? Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Have your hearts been touched by the Holy Spirit today? I was put in a very unique position as being director, producer, and pastor. But I thank God for the vision of because I think many times we come together so routinely and do things, but sometimes visuals and audio helps us to put things in perspective. And it has its place. But like I say now, that we're not going to let Hollywood dictate to us, because even in the we have to, even when we explain to our children, and didn't they do a great job this morning? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Bless the Lord. And I believe we got one more, so I'm gonna get to it. See, Sister Lindsay got to learn. Pastor, you know how I'm a stickler on things, but we ain't gonna let this baby go home without doing her part. But they did a great job, fantastic job. We thank God for Sister Lindsay and all those who work along with her. Amen. Amen. All our parents, we thank you so much. Bringing them out to rehearsal, and even when you didn't bring them, thank God they persevere through it and got it done. Amen. We thank our singers this morning. Amen. Our praise singers. Now, Jubilee Choir, y'all did good. You did good. It did good. And also, I just want to give some applause and thank you to our media ministry, who worked very diligently in a short period of time to put these things together for us. Thank God for our ushers and our musicians. God bless you all, and to all of our leaders. Now, you want to introduce the baby?
Yes. I would like to introduce Destiny Edwards, Superior's daughter. She came in the room.
That's just Superior's daughter.
Second Union Baptist Church.
That's our daughter.
Our daughter. Our daughter. She's going to play her gift that God gave her. So please, listen at her.
Thank you.
Job well done. Bless the Lord. Ellington then did his part, and he taking his nap. He don't know. I'm going to catch up with him in just a little bit. Again, we thank God for all of you and thank God for all of our guests. We're going to leave out on one more Fred Hammond tunes. Jeez, give us a little Fred Hammond. Take us out. That's my Arsenio Hall. Come on now, pump it up. Pump it up, Julius. Everybody in the church today.
How y'all doing today?
I'm knowing it.
The Savior lives.
The Savior lives.
Pump it up, Julius.
It's time to celebrate the Savior and His Word. Let's shout because we know He lives and we answer. His love has set us free. Our enemies defeat. If with me you agree, come on and lift up your hands.
Everybody lift your hands if you know that Jesus is worthy.
Hey, hey.
Open up and give Him praise. Let's do it in a hurry.
In a hurry.
If you love Him, let's glorify in the song and in the dance.
Tell you how it all went down. The news spread so very fast. People came from miles around. This would be the day Christ would be crucified. He took His last breath. He hung His head and He died. They took my Savior down from off that rugged cross. They laid Him in a tomb. It seemed all hope was truly lost. But the third day came along and brought the rhythm of life. The stone had rolled away. An angel proudly proclaimed,
He lives,
He lives,
He lives.
Christ is risen,
Christ is risen, His name is saved.
Our Lord and Savior,
our Lord and Savior is no longer dead.
Rejoice and celebrate, hey.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to ask if, as you leave the sanctuary, to please give your offering. We're going to ask a blessing upon the offering. Again, we want to thank all of our guests and visitors being with us today. It's always good to have people come and stop by, share some time with the Lord with us. We're so gracious to always have. We thank God for Pastor Bernard being here. Amen. And First Lady Lavetta, God bless you. So glad to have him with us. And we also keeping our prayers, Reverend Elise, who's traveling with family, and many of our members and friends. God bless you in all your endeavors. Father, we thank you for who you are in our lives. Keep us. You said you would never let the enemy snatch you out of our hands. Lord, we thank you for this privilege to give our gifts back to you, being obedient to your word. Father, we thank you for all that we've experienced this day. And we realize that, Lord, that we have days ahead of us, but we're thankful for right now. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And all God's children chant, Amen. How are you?